Hi, I'm Ted Zoller, and you're tuned into On the Heels of Innovation, a podcast powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. How is it that some people are successful in pushing their ideas further and faster than the rest of the world? What characteristics do they share? Which skills did they work to hone? And what lessons have they uncovered through each step forward and back that can inspire you to accelerate your own ideas for a business or venture? This podcast will explore the perspectives, insights, and journeys of innovators and entrepreneurs who combine creative thinking and perseverance to go beyond the expected. On the Heels of Innovation is powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project, which is a research initiative that I lead with my students in the Entrepreneurs Lab class at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, revealing the DNA that makes up successful entrepreneurs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast On the Heels of Innovation, NextGen. And I'm your host, Akib Khan. On NextGen, I sit down with college students who are blazing their own path in entrepreneurship. On today's episode, we will hear from trailblazing entrepreneurs from the 2019 Innovation Showcase hosted by Innovate Carolina. The first venture we will learn about today is Arcudaki. Arcudaki, which means little bear in Latin, strives to benefit pediatric patients and children with illnesses by designing stuffed animals and sleeves capable of disguising and carrying medical devices. The goal is to create a warmer hospital environment and put creativity and fun into something that may otherwise be a source of fear or insecurity for young patients. Let's listen to the insights and stories of how a news article about kids being bullied for carrying around their clunky medical devices led Adriana Dallas and her teams to start the venture Arcudaki. So give us a quick 30-second elevator pitch about your venture.
Okay, so Arcudaki is a stuffed animal company. We take old t-shirts that people donate to us, and we purify them, cleanse them to make sure they're not all gross, and then we sew them to make cute stuffed animals for children who have medical devices with their chronic illnesses. So they have these nice little compartments that can conceal medical devices to kind of like ease the scariness of having a disease as a child.
Wow, that's incredible. So what ignited the spark in you and your teammates to start the venture?
So full on trigger warning if anybody has issues with self-harm, but we wanted to do the Makeathon. I work at Beam, so we were coming up with an idea, like what can we use the sewing machine for, the embroidery machine, and I started talking about this article that I had read in the news about this young boy who committed suicide because he was being bullied for his medical device at school. He was 12 years old, and it was super sad, and we were like, okay, what can we do, what can we make to kind of conceal that and to try to diminish the struggles that they're already going through by having to carry around like a diabetic device or something of that sort. So like, how can we make the environment more pleasant for them because they're already going through so much?
That's truly inspiring. So what advice do you have for other college students who want to start their own entrepreneurial journey? Any resources at UNC that students should seek out in terms of establishing their venture?
As I mentioned earlier, I work at Beam. I absolutely love the makerspaces. You can go there and prototype all you want. You get all the materials for free. So free laser cutting, free 3D printing, free embroidering, free sewing machines, like all the resources, all of our products that we've made completely free. I didn't have to pay for the vinyl stickers that we put on one of our prototypes, which is really an awesome resource to have. They also have professional staff that can help you with 3D modeling. So take advantage of the actual spaces to go create stuff at the university. Download the Adobe Creative Cloud, download Fusion 360, learn those programs because they're really expensive once you graduate, but they're useful tools in your little toolkit. And then we also have Innovate Carolina and like the 1789 Venture Labs on campus. Go check those out. Like I said, I got involved through the Makeathon. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found out about all these resources that we have. So definitely check that out. Go to Beam. Do your orientation and just find ways the campus can support you because you're paying for it.
That's so great to hear that all the wonderful resources at UNC were so valuable to developing your venture. So what do you think are the skills necessary to be a successful entrepreneur?
Don't be too attached to your first prototypes. For the Makeathon, I created three different ones. I showed them to one of the professors in the Applied Physical Science department, and they basically said, okay, this is really good. You should maybe steer in this direction over that direction. So definitely take feedback. Don't don't try to be like, my design is perfect from the very beginning. You definitely have to keep working on it. Go out and talk to people. I went and talked to Carolina for the Kids and was like, hey, can you help set me up? Like, can you go test out my products with some of the children there? So definitely ask around, ask people if they like the designs. I have a bunch of siblings, 8 younger siblings, in fact, and I asked them, would you bully somebody if they carried around this heart-eyed emoji thing that can be used to cover those, again, diabetic devices that some children have to carry around? And they're like, no. Those look really cool. So I just get a lot of peer feedback in your designs, because you might think it's perfect, but you need to go to your user base and see how it is, and your stakeholders, and see how that's going to influence you for the design, because they might give you an idea you never even thought of. That's amazing.
Prototype and prototype often. Get regular feedback from your user base and be flexible to change your product as seemed fit. The foundation for Arkudaki. The second venture we will learn about today is Sanistation. Sanistation is a movable pod that houses basic hygiene essentials and hand washing water. The company has created a revolutionary design that circulates clean water without the external input of water. Let's listen to the insights and stories Asuka Shah of Sanistation had to share. So give us a quick 30-second elevator pitch about your venture.
Sanistation is a mobile pod that consists of a hand washing station and provides access to hygienic essentials in public locations such as parks, stadiums, and other tourist areas. Let's face it, sometimes we just really need to wash our hands, but either there isn't a bathroom nearby or it just has a very long line, and Sanistation has figured out a way to solve this problem. Our mobile hand washing station is unique because the water inside cleans itself and circulates as it is used, and can also be operated by solar power. As a public health and environmental justice initiative, our pod will benefit all corners of the world.
Wow, that's incredible. So what ignited the spark in you and your teammates to start the venture?
Yeah, so I took an entrepreneurship class my first semester of freshman year, and I took Econ 125, and I loved it so much that I decided to do the entrepreneurship minor. And so in some of our entrepreneurial classes, we study other startups and how people founded them. And it made me realize that many of those people were just ordinary people like me. But because they had the drive and passion for what they were doing, they were able to launch a business out of it. Along with that, I love the idea of being independent and being in charge of your own career. So I was always actively brewing innovative ideas in my head and sparking conversations with others. And it wasn't until I needed to wash my hands and needed eye drops at a museum in DC that the light bulb lit. And I said, this should exist. And from the day on, I've developed an idea and found the best team I could ever ask for. And here I am presenting in front of hundreds of investors 8 months later. Sanistation is something that I think I can truly make a public health impact in the world. And I look forward to building onto this venture along with my teammates each and every day.
That's truly inspiring. So what do you think are the skills necessary to be a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, so two important skills are being able to be adaptable and having the willingness to learn. And so coming up with an idea is just step zero. The next 100 steps consist of so many things that are outside of our knowledge and outside of our comfort zone. So although I am relatively new in the entrepreneurial world, I feel as if I've already learned so much trying to come to where we are today. One incident that comes to mind is when we were creating our prototype for Makeathon Week, which was a wooden pod that showed how water would filter and circulate. And during that week, I remember that we had about 2 hours before the makerspace would close and we needed to 3D print a sink. So we had to quickly figure it out and print it. And along with that, I never imagined myself cutting wood in the wood shop. And one day the drill wasn't working. And so I had to physically screw the nail and attach like 2 pieces of wood together by myself. And I never expected myself to learn all of those skills. But when the time called for it, and due to my willingness to do like anything for Sanistation, I had the choice. I had no choice but to be adaptable in the situations that I encountered, and had to learn how to do certain tasks, which also made me more confident in facing any potential challenge that may come along the way.
Wow, that's amazing to hear that you just dove right in and put the panel together by yourself. I think that is one of the beauties of entrepreneurship, of the idea of taking full ownership of something and coming out of that experience with greater skills and confidence. So what advice do you have for other college students who want to start their own entrepreneurial journey? Any resources at UNC that students should seek out in terms of establishing their venture?
Yeah, the advice I would give to other college students is that you don't have to like major in anything that's related to your idea. Your idea can be anything. I'm a neuroscience major and I'm working on a public health and environmental justice initiative along with my teammates. And so you can literally just learn anything. I go on Google like 100 times a day. And it's really fun to just learn and figure things out. And it has helped me become a more well-rounded person. In terms of resources, I am extremely grateful to the entrepreneurial community at UNC. It is only because of them that I'm able to transform my small idea that I had in DC to the big dream that I'm dreaming today. And so I would encourage any and every college student who has an innovative idea to put themselves out there, because there are so many people on campus who want to help build your idea and make it grow. Santa Station like used to just be a one-person team with me, but thanks to Carolina Challenge, Innovate Carolina, and the Entrepreneurship Center, I have found like a well-rounded team that has helped Santa Station pivot and grow.
That's so great to hear that all the wonderful resources at UNC were so valuable to developing your venture. Do you think there's a formula for success as an entrepreneur? Is there a formula like passion plus work ethic squared plus execution equals success? Is there something like that for you?
Yeah, like in my opinion, the formula for success as an entrepreneur is networking, building an ideal team, and most importantly, executing. We've networked with like so many faculty members at UNC, and building an ideal team is very important because not only because they'll reflect multiple skills, but it's important to also have people who think differently than you. So like Santa Station used to just be a vending machine, but it also transformed to a hand washing station thanks to the brilliant ideas that my teammates brought to the table. And most importantly, executing the idea is the only way that we can make, you know, these opportunities that UNC provides into realities.
Networking, building an ideal team, and executing on the idea, the foundations for sanitation. Fantastic. So how can people stay in touch with the great works of your venture? Any website or social media channels they can follow?
Yeah, so we have a website, sanitation.weebly.com, and they can contact us directly to that. And my phone number is on there, our email address is on there. So, yeah.
A huge round of applause to Andriana Dallas of Arkudaki and Akshasha of Sanitation for the fantastic interviews. I'm Akib Khan, and thank you so much for listening to On the Heels of Innovation.